Maseches Tanis begins as follows. Me'imasai maskirin gvuras geshamim. The Mishnah asks, from when do we begin to mention, or when do we mention gvuras geshamim, the strength of the rain? Meaning, when do we insert the phrase mashiv haruach umorid hageshem into the second bracha in Shmona Esrei of Atagi Bor? Rabbi Eliezer says, v'yom tov harishon shel chag. We begin saying it on the first day of chag of Sukkot. Rishua Omer, Miyom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag. Rishua says, we begin on the last day of Sukkot. Omer Lo Rabbi Yoshua, Rishua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ho'ol Ve'ein HaGeshamim Ela Simen Klala B'Chag. Since rain is a bad sign, a sign of a curse if it falls during Sukkot, we'll see Rashi why it's so bad. Lamahu Maskir, so why should we mention on Sukkot to praise Hashem for causing and giving rain if rain is bad during Sukkot? Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Yoshua, Afani lo amarti lishol. I too do not say that a person should ask for rain. Ela lahazkir, rather he should merely mention and state in Shmona Esrei, Mashiv haruach umorid hageshem be'onaso, that Hashem is the one that causes the wind and makes rain fall be'onaso in its proper time, meaning after Sukkot. Amar lo, Rishua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Im Kain, if so, if we mention and praise that Hashem causes rain, even not during the rainy season, even before the rainy season begins, Im Kain lo olam yehe maskir, so then a person should mention that and praise Hashem that way all year. But since we don't do that, we only say Mashiv Aruch Mori Hageshem when rain would be good, meaning only from the last day of Sukkot and on. That is the end of the conversation between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah. We'll see more about it in the Gemara. The Mishnah continues, Ein shol in es ha-geshamim ela samach le-geshamim. Even though there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua regarding mashiv haruach umorid ha-geshem, but in terms of asking for rain, when we say v'sein talamat or l'bracha and the bracha v'areich aleinu, When do we ask for rain? That everyone agrees, Ein sholin es ha-geshem ela samach le-geshem, only when it's right about to be the time when rain would be good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'over lifnei ha-teva b'yom tov ha-achron shel chag, ha-achron mazkir, ha-rishon eino mazkir, b'yom tov ha-rishon shel pesach, ha-rishon mazkir, ha-achron eino mazkir. Rabbi Yehuda says that ha-over lifnei ha-teva l'chazen, one who stands in front of the teva, the amud, to daven for the tzibor, the chazan. So on Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, on the last day of Sukkot, which he feels is the first day we mention Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem, so Ha'achron, the last chazan, meaning the one who davens Musaf, Mazkir, should say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem, but HaRishon, the first chazan, meaning the one who davens Shacharis, Eino Mazkir, does not include Mashiv HaRuach in Shmona Esrei. B'yom tov harishon shel Pesach, and on the first day of Pesach, which is the last day we say Mashiv HaRuach, harishon maskir, so the first chazan, the one who's davening Shacharis, says Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem, but ha'achron eino maskir, the one who davens last, meaning Musaf, does not. Let's see Rashi. Me'imasai maskirin gvuras geshamim, what does that mean? She'omer Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem. To say the phrase Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem, as we said, Ubu Gemara Mefarsh, and the Gemara will explain, Taima Amai Kari Le Gvuras Geshamim, the reason that we call it Gvuras Geshamim, the strength of the rain, Mpnei Sheyordim B'Gvur, because they fall, they descend with strength, with power. Shneamar Segid Olos, as we'll see in the Gemara, the Tanakh describes rain and things associated with rain as a great thing that Hashem does, Osegid Olos. Simen klala b'chag, hein, that rain is a sign of a curse on Sukkot. Kamrim Mesach HaSukkah, Perek HaYoshin, as we learn in Mesach HaSukkah. Me'em asai mocha lefanos, when is a person permitted to leave the Sukkah when it's raining? Misha tisrach ha-mikvah, from when the food being served is being ruined by the rain falling. Mashal evit shba limzo kos l'rabo, is comparable to a servant who goes to pour and prepare a cup for his master. The shafach lokitin apanav, and the master takes the jug, the pitcher, and pours it on the servant's face. Vamar le, and the master says, Iyafshi b'shimusheich, I do not want you to serve me. Klomar, meaning to say, Kishagashamim Yordin Losukka, when rain falls on a sukkah, Hakol Yotzin, so everyone leaves and goes inside. Vinira Shaina Karishbarch Chafet Shinishtam Ishlafanav, and it seems, it appears as if Hashem does not want us to serve him and do his mitzvos. And therefore it's a bad thing if it rains on sukkahs. So if so, Vamai Matzchil Nahazka Gvurz Kishamim Bachag, so why do we begin mentioning Mashi Baruch Marida Gashem on sukkahs? Vinira Shimisfalo Shiyavu Matzar Bachag, and it seems, it appears as if he's davening that rain should fall on sukkahs. Lo amarti lishol, Rabbi Lazar said, I did not say to ask. She is palo goshamim b'chag, they should daven, the rain should fall on sukkahs. Kagun v'sein talamatar, to say v'sein talamatar. El lahazkir, rather merely to mention, shematzchil lahazkir b'chag gvuros shel makom shemori gosham, that we begin to mention and praise on sukkahs the power of Hashem who causes rain to fall. Ba'on aso, that he causes rain to fall in its proper time, klomer b'zmano, in its time. Rishu said, "Im kain if so, v'amai posik v'pesach mil hazker." If we're going to mention it before Sukkot, why should we stop? V'amai posik v'pesach mil hazker. Why do we stop on Pesach and not mention it after Pesach? Let's begin the Gemara. The Gemara begins. Tana hecha kai diktani me'imasai. From where is the Mishnah, the author of the Mishnah, coming from that he simply states when do we begin saying Mashiv Haruach Umarid Hagashim? Meaning, the Mishnah assumes we know that you mention and you say Mashiv Haruach Umarid Hagashim and just starts immediately off saying when do we begin it? From the fact that the Mishnah didn't state first clearly there is such a thing as Mashiv Haruach, clearly we already knew that. So the Gemara says, Tana Hatzim Kai, the Tana is referring to over there, Masachas Brachos, the Tani that we learn over there, Maskir and Gvurz Gesham V'tchiyas Amesim, that we include Gvurz Gesham and Mashiv HaRuach in the second Brach of T'chiyas Amesim Mishmona Esrei, the Sholem Berachas Hashanim, and we ask for rain, the phrase of St. Talumatar in the Brach of Varech Aleinu, the Havdalah B'chonin Hadas, and Amotzei Shabbos, we include Havdalah in the fourth Brach of Chonin Hadas. Uktani, and therefore our Mishnah, coming off of that Mishnah, asks, Me'emasai Maskirin Gvurz Gashamim, when during the year do we in fact include Mashiv HaRuach? So the Gemara says, if that's so, if we're really coming off of the Mishnah Brachos, we'll listen to Hasam, then our Mishnah should have been taught over there. We should have immediately asked, when do we say Mashiv HaRuach? Maishna Deshavki Adhacha, why would Yehuda Hanasi leave over this halacha until here? Elo, rather, Tana Me Rosh Hashanah Salak. We're really coming off of a Mishnah in Masechas Rosh Hashanah, which is also in Seder Moed, as Rashi will explain, which is nearby to Masechas Tanis. Disan, because we learn over there, Ubachag Nidonin Al Hamayim, that on Sukkot we are judged for the water, for the rain that will fall during the coming year. So since we see that on Sukkot we are judged, it seems likely that we should begin mentioning about rain around that time. Va'aydi d'tana u'bachag nidonin al hamayim, and since the Mishnah said that on Sukkot we're judged for water, tana, our Mishnah ta, me'emasai maskirin gvurz gashem, and when do we in fact begin praising Hashem for that rain? Okay, let's see Rashi on this. Rashi the Gemara says, tana hecha kai klomar mediktani me'emasai, so in fact our Mishnah says, when do we begin saying Mashiv HaRuach? Mechal d'pshita le'lahai tana d'chayavim lahazkir. So it seems that it's obvious to this tana that we are obligated to mention it. V'heicha chazina d'mechayiv lahazkir. But from where do we see, when did we ever learn that a person has to say Mashiv HaRuach? So we say Hasam Kai over there, Mazkir and Gvurz Geshamim in Mesachas Brachos. In Mesachas Brachos we learn that we include the phrase Mashiv HaRuach, skipping the parentheses. Maishna d'shavke adhacha. But if so, why do we leave over and not teach when we say it until now? Klomar, Haidiktani Hacha B'Seder Moed Me'emasai, this that we only learn now in Seder Moed when we say it. Listening Hasim, it should have been taught over there, Diktani Maskir in Mesachas Brachos, near the Mishnah Mesachas Brachos that tells us to say Mashiv HaRuach, Hainu Seder Zorayim, over there in Seder Zorayim, the previous Seder. Why would we wait a whole Seder? Ad Hacha, until now, Ad Seder Moed, why would we wait until Seder Moed? Ella, rather, lo tema dehadiktani me'emasai dehasam kai. Don't say that our Mishnah, which says when do we say Mashiv HaRuach, is referring and coming off of the Mishnah Brachos. Rather, me Rosh Hashanah Salak. We're coming off the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Sheshnehem b'Seder Echad, that they're both in one Seder, Seder Moed, Hain, they are. Lahachi. Lahachi lo masi lemeimar maishna deshavke adhacha. Therefore, you can't ask why did the Mishnah leave this halacha and wait all the way till Maseches Tanis to teach when we say it, because it really wasn't such a long wait, because Rosh Hashanah and Tanis are in the same Seder. Vaidi detani b'chag nidonin, once it says in Mishnah that we're judged on Sukkot for rain, klomer agav detani b'chag nidonin l'mayim, once we see that the Tana taught that on Sukkot we're judged for water, kasavar b'nafshe, so the author of the Mishnah understood on his own, hol v'nidonin b'chag l'mayim, since we're judged on Sukkot for water, shma mina ba'ina l'hazgir n'yana, demaya l'irtsuye al hamayim d'leisu l'vracha. So we can learn from there that we must praise Hashem about this matter, about rain, in order to appease Him for the water, so that they should come with bracha. And therefore, our mission taught Mimas HaMizkirin, when in fact we begin praising Hashem and saying Mashiva Ruach Umorid Hagashem. Back to the Gemara. Tana, the Mishnah taught Mimas HaMizkirin Gvuras Geshamim, when do we mention Gvuras Geshamim? V'listni, but why did the Mishnah just simply teach Mimas HaMizkirin Al Geshamim? When do we begin mentioning and praising Hashem about rain? My Gvuras Geshamim, what does the Mishnah mean when it uses the phrase Gvuras Geshamim, the strength of rain? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mipnei sheyordim gvura. We refer to rain this way because rain descends with strength, and moreover, we see that that is how Tanakh describes rain. How do we see that? Shenamar, as it says, Oseh gedolos ad ein cheker, that Hashem does great things that are beyond comprehension, v'niflaos ad ein misfar, and wondrous things beyond count, beyond number. Uksiv, and it also says, Hanos, right at, in the very next pasuk, these psukim are found in Sefer Iyov and Perikei. The next pasuk says, Hanosin matar al pnei aretz, Hashem gives rain onto the ground, v'shaleach maim al pnei chutzos, and sends water to the outer areas. So the Gemara says, my mashma, where do you see from these psukim that rain is referred to descending b'gvura with strength? So Amar Rabba Bar Shilu Asya Cheker Cheker v'gzer shava, connecting two different psukim that both use the word cheker. Mibriyato shel olam, and we can learn out rain from the creation of the world. Since it says cheker both regarding rain and by the creation of the world, we can compare the two. Where do we see this? Ksiv hacha, it says over here, by rain, osa gedolos ad in cheker, that Hashem does great things that cannot be beyond comprehension. Ksiv hacha, it says regarding the creation of the world, halo yadati mlo shemata, do you not know, did you not hear, elokei olam Hashem, Hashem is the God of the world, borek sos aretz, who created the edges of the world, lo yaf lo yigah, who never becomes tired, ein cheker lesuna, so there is no way to comprehend His understanding. Uksiv, and it says, also regarding the creation of the world, Mechin Harim Bekocho, that Hashem sets mountains with strength. Nezer Begvura, he is girded with power, with Gvura. So since it says Cheker, Cheker in the previous pasuk, it says Cheker in the previous pasuk of Halo Yadat regarding the creation of the world, and it says Cheker by rain, and when the creation of the world is described as taking place with Gvura, that Hashem displayed Gvura when He created the world, so too rain is a display of Hashem's Gvura. We'll see Rashi just on that. Ksiv osa gedolos adin cheker, alma dechsiv cheker begeshamim, it says cheker regarding the rain. Uksiv cheker b'riyasa sholom, and also says cheker by the creation of the world. Ma b'riyasa sholom ksiv begvura, just as it says with the creation of the world, strength. Af geshamim havikman dechsiv begvura, it's as if the pasuk said strength regarding rain. Going back to the Gemara, three lines up from the wide lines. Umenalan, from where do we know that we are meant to mention and praise Hashem for bringing the rain during davening? Disani, as it says in Ebraisa, la'avas Hashem elokeichem lavdo b'chol avavchem, that we are supposed to love Hashem and serve Him with our hearts. Eidu hi avoda shihi b'lev, what service exists in the heart? Havyomar zu tefillah, this refers to davening, when we serve Hashem in our hearts through davening. Uksiv asrei, and right after that pasuk, it says, "V'nasati matar sechem b'ito yorel malkosh," that Hashem gives the rain to the ground in its proper time, both the early and late rain. So right after the pasuk hints to davening, it talks about Hashem causing rain to fall, And from there we learn that in davening we should mention Hashem's power to bring rain. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Gimel Maftechus Biyado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are three keys in the hand of Hashem, Shelo Nimser Biyad Shliach, that he did not give over or does not give over into the hands of a Shliach or a messenger. Rather, Hashem alone uses these keys, Ve'elohin, and these are the three keys, Maftech Shel Gesham, the rain that opens Shemayim and causes, that opens Shemayim and causes rain to fall, U'maftech Shel Chaya, and the key that Hashem uses to allow for childbirth, U'maftech Shel Tchias HaMeisim, and the key of Tchias HaMeisim, reviving the dead, bringing them back to life. Maftech Shel Geshama, how do we see that only Hashem controls the key of rain? Dechsiv, Yiftach Hashem L'chosso Tzaro, Hashem will open for you His storehouse of good, Asa Shemayim, of heaven, L'seis Matar Secha B'Yito, to give rain to the ground in its proper time. So you see that Yiftach Hashem, only Hashem is the one who opens up the Shemayim for the rain, only He has a key of rain. Shelchai, the more it continues, from where do we see that only Hashem has the key for childbirth? Minayin, from where do we know this? Dechsiv, as it says, Vayishkor Elohim es Rachel, that Hashem remembered Rachel, Vayishma Elah, and He listened to her, Elohim, Vayiftach es Rechma, Hashem listened to Rachel, to her davening, and He opened up her womb and allowed her to have a child. So once again, we see that it was Hashem who personally opened up her womb, and only He controls the key of childbirth. Maftech Shel Tchias HaMeisim, and finally, Hashem is the only one who controls the key of Tchias HaMeisim. Nine from where we know this. Dechsev, as Pasuk says, V'idatim ki ani Hashem v'tchias kfur oseichem, that you'll know that I am Hashem when I open up your graves, that Hashem is the one who causes Tchias HaMeisim. B'marava, literally in the West, because this Gemara is the Talmud Bavli written in Babylonia, and when it refers to Israel, which was to the west of Babel, the west of Iraq, refers to Israel as in the West. So in the West, in Israel, Amri, they say, Af Maftech Shel Parnasa, that also a fourth key that is only in the hands of Hashem is the key of Parnasa, of livelihood. Dechsev, as Pasuk says, Poseach Yadecha, must be Alechol Chayra. So in the Hashem, we ask Him to open His hand and to sustain us. So once again, we see that Hashem is the one who opens His hand, and He is the one directly who sustains us. So Rabbi Yochanan, in my time, Elok Hachash, if Rabbi Yochanan said there were only three keys, why did he not list the fourth key of Parnasa, Laha, my time, Elok Hachash, Laha, why did he not list this one? Amar Lach, Rabbi Yochanan, say to you, Geshamim Hainu Parnasa, that rain is equivalent with a livelihood and sustenance, since at least used to be that most people would derive their livelihood through rain, through farming. So by saying that only Hashem controls the key to rain, that is the same thing as saying that Hashem is the one who controls the key of livelihood. See Rashi on this part of the Gemara. Rashi on the previous page, Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh Maftechos, Rabbi Yochanan said there are three keys that belong to Hashem, Hainu Shelo Nimsru L'Shliach Echad B'Yachad, that these three were not given over to one Shliach B'Yachad together. Rashi here seems to be reading the Gemara not as it would simply be understood. The Gemara seems to be saying that these three keys, not any of them, not any single one of them, were ever given over to a shliach. Rather, Hashem controls all three. But Rashi seems to say that the Gemara only means to say that perhaps Hashem will give over one of these keys to someone else, or to an angel, or to some messenger, but He will not give all three of them together, simultaneously to one person. Why does Rashi read the Gemara this way? It would seem that Rashi says this to answer Tosfos' question. Let's see. Tosfos divrei amaskol shloshim aftechos shlonimsru l'shliach. The very last thin line. Tosfos there asks, Bim Tomar, if you're going to ask, V'ham rinan demaftech ha-gesham nimsarin le'Eliyahu, that the key to rain was given over to Eliyahu, that Eliyahu caused the rain to fall on Har Carmel, and similarly the key of Tchias HaMeisim that Eliyahu brought someone back to life, and similarly Elisha, Eliyahu Chai Hashem, that Elisha also brought someone back to life, and because of course the Pasuk where Eliyahu caused the rain to fall, as we'll learn about this later on in Maseches Tanis. So what do we see? We see that it's not true. It's not that Hashem is the only one who controls rain and Tchias HaMeisim, and doesn't give over that power to anyone else. We see that he gave over that power to both Elisha and Eliyahu. The Yishlomer and Tosus answers, Dahadika Amar Shlo Nimsur L'Shliach, this that we said that the key was not given over to a Shliach, it doesn't mean to say that they were never given over to some other messenger or some other person or angel. Because in fact the keys of Tchias HaMeisim and of rain were given over to others. The Gemara only means to say that none of these keys were given over permanently to some other person or angel to be permanently in control of them. They might have been given over temporarily, but on a permanent basis only Hashem controls these three keys. So Tosfos answered the question of, we see that Eliyahu and Elisha have these keys, that the Gemara only meant to say that only Hashem controls them permanently forever. Rashi seems to have a different way of answering these questions, that it's true that Eliyahu and Elisha each might have gotten one or two of these keys, but no one ever got all three of them. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls all of the keys together simultaneously. Back to Rashi, the last Rashi on the page, Yiftach Hashem, that it describes Hashem opening up Shemayim for rain, v'lo shliach, and not any messenger, only Hashem does it. Turning the page, Rashi, ki ani Hashem, I am Hashem v'lo shliach, and not any messenger, only I cause tchias ha-meisim. Poseach as yadach v'lo shliach, Hashem opens his hand to sustain us, and again, not a shliach, again, only he does it. Gesham emnami hainu parnasin, Rav Yochan did not count rain, because rain is the same thing as parnasa, ukvar chashbanale, and therefore it was already mentioned, already counted, when Rav Yochanan included the key of rain.